You're listening to SBS News.
Disgraced R&B singer R. Kelly, whose real name is Robert Sylvester Kelly, was sentenced to 30 years in prison on Wednesday for leading a decades-long effort to recruit and trap teenagers and women for sex. Judge Ann Donnelly handed down the term in the Brooklyn federal court nearly a year after the 55-year-old Kelly was convicted by a New York jury. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Breon Peace, made the announcement.
Moments ago, R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison. This is a significant outcome for all victims of R. Kelly, and especially for the survivors who so bravely testify about the horrific and sadistic abuse they endured. R. Kelly is a predator.
Mr. Peace gave details of Kelly's crimes.
With the aid of his fame, his money, and most importantly, his inner circle, R. Kelly preyed upon children and young women for his own sexual gratification for decades. He used coercive control, exemplified by a pattern of isolation, rules, dependence, threats, intimidation tactics, physical abuse, and at least once, the presence of a gun.
At the trial, several of his abuse victims testified about how Kelly would demand that his victims strictly obey rules, such as needing his permission to eat or go to the bathroom, calling him daddy, and writing apology letters that purported to absolve him of wrongdoing. One unnamed survivor directly addressed Kelly, saying he made her do things that broke her spirit. She said she literally wished she would die because of how low Kelly made her feel. Kelly kept his hands folded and his eyes downcast. The attorney representing R. Kelly's accusers, Gloria Allred, spoke of the emotional and physical damage Kelly inflicted on his victims.
Today, R. Kelly was sentenced to prison for his many crimes against underage girls. And R. Kelly used the power of his celebrity and his music business to lure and to manipulate and to isolate and to denigrate many young girls. He was a skilled sexual predator who preyed on his victims, and after grooming them, he inflicted significant emotional and sometimes physical harm on them, which in some cases will continue to hurt them for the rest of their lives.
Kelly also faces federal charges in Chicago on child pornography and obstruction, and state charges in Illinois and Minnesota. He didn't speak at his sentencing and showed no visible reaction on hearing his penalty, which also includes a $100,000 fine. Steve Francis, Executive Associate Director for Homeland Security Investigations, says Kelly is a prolific serial predator.
Mr. Kelly is not an honest person. This man is a prolific serial predator who utilized his status as a Grammy Award-winning household name with global recognition to inflict pain and anguish on so many victims.
He says the 30-year sentence is a victory for Kelly's victims.
Today's sentence is a victory that belongs to the brave victims who came forward. Despite intense public scrutiny, despite social media slander, despite threats to their own health and safety, and despite being asked to relive the pain of some of the most traumatic days in their lives, they told their stories and they made their voices heard.
The prosecutors had urged the court to put the I Believe I Can Fly artist behind bars for at least 25 years, saying he still poses a serious danger to the public. In September, the fallen superstar was found guilty on all 9 charges he faced, including the most serious of racketeering. Kelly's lawyers called for a lighter sentence with a maximum of approximately 17 years. The sentence comes just over a month before jury selection is due to start in Kelly's separate, long-delayed federal trial in Chicago on the 15th of August. In that case, Kelly and 2 of his former associates are alleged to have rigged the singer's 2008 pornography trial and hid years of sexual abuse of minors. Kelly's defense attorney, Jennifer Bongean, says Kelly will appeal the sentence.
We are excited for this appeal that we are bringing. Obviously, you know, it was a hard day. He's been sentenced to a serious sentence, but we are confident in our arguments that we raised in our post-trial motions, that although they didn't persuade the district court judge, that they will persuade the Court of Appeals. We've always believed in those arguments, and we believe that this enterprise was overcharged and that the Second Circuit Court of Appeals will see it that way.
She adds that the 30-year sentence did not come as a surprise, though it did devastate Kelly.
It's
Well, I mean, obviously he's devastated. 30 years in prison is like a life sentence for him. But at the same time, you know, we knew the government was asking for 25 years. We were prepared for what the judge might impose. So it didn't come as a great big surprise.
Widespread outrage over Kelly's sexual misconduct didn't come until the Me Too reckoning, reaching a crescendo after the release of the TV docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. Federal prosecutors have in recent years employed the more narrowly focused Mann Act to win convictions in a variety of abuse cases, including against Kelly for using his fame to sexually exploit girls, and Ghislaine Maxwell for helping financier Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse teenage girls. Kelly's lawyers had argued that he should get no more than 10 years in prison. Kelly did not address the court. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.